Yesu yobaze abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been? In the name of the Lord Jesus. And how is the lives? Greet for us a neighbor. And wish them the best. Which come from the living God. Praise Jesus. I
expect
you have greeted that brethren already. We want move on to fulfill the summary of what we see in the holy marriage and the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What we first saw and what we shall repeat to always see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He speaks in Hebrews 6 that we've laid those foundations. Perhaps there will be time God will give us and we repeat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base within the new generation with the full knowledge of God. That is this ministry. And our media, we want to commit to these words as your faithful, that you'll be able to spread them far. We move on to show you summary of what we are to see in the holy marriage and within the holy family. On those we first saw.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw much and we ended up to seeing. To summarize the laws of the holy family and the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we want to begin with that law. We heard that it's not acceptable for the married to separate except of adultery. And God is the one who has joined them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, first see the law of honoring our God. And we then go on that law of not separating what God joins. And how can we dare separate it? All those we shall be able to see them. He alone can give us that authority. In laws governing the holy family and the holy marriage, in that is where we're going to be seeing those things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But within all, according to Genesis chapter 2, from verse 22, he speaks this. Genesis 2 from 22.
Mukama Katonda n'azimba olubirizi lwaje mu muntu okuba omukazi n'amuleeta eri omuntu. Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ononno ye gumba erivudde mu magumba gange, ye nnyama evudde mu nnyama yange, naye anaayitibwanga mukazi, kubanga jiddwa mu musajja. Omusajja ky'anaavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina, ne yeetaba ne mukazi we, nabo banaabanga omubiri gumu. Bombi baali bwereere, omusajja ne mukazi we.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nabo banaabeeranga omubiri gumu.
The two will become one body.
Abandi badde ababiri.
They were to be two.
But
there's the one who did that. And the law keeping the holy marriage. And the holy family. Because we know we learn all this getting it from the holy family of God. Which we read of in Ephesians 2. Verses 19. And he said we are citizenship of heaven. In the household of God. Let's read then we hear.
Ephesians 2 verses 19. Agamba, kale, bwe mutyo, temukyali bannaggwanga na bayise. Naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu. Era ba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
So what is a nyumba ya Katonda?
Now there is a household of God.
Ekora family nunchi.
Which makes up a good family.
No,
and the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've seen that with you. And I know we want to see them.
But
give you a summary of the things we've been seeing.
When
we say the laws governing the holy marriage
and
the holy family, is to see that we first honor the one who began it. And whom we know that in his family and in his marriage, in it he gave us an image we are moving by.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we are going to see how he's get to be honored, there is no righteousness without believing the word of God.
It
means to keep marriage holy. People must remain within the word. The clothing of the ring, it doesn't mean even if you go out and you commit adultery, that you have remained within the holy marriage. But when he speaks with Romans 10, from verse 9, he tells us this. Romans 10, verse 9.
Kubanga boyatula, nga Yesu ye mukama, na akamu ako, nokiriza mu mutima gwo, nti Katonda ya muzukiza mu bafu, olirokoka. Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima, okuwebwa obutuukirivu. Era yatula na kamwa, okulokoka.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Okuwebwa obutuukirivu.
You be given righteousness.
Kiriza na mutima
gwo. You believe with your heart.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
You're
given righteousness. But you must believe what? According to Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
when you believe as God commanded, then straight you can be given righteousness. For the command of the Lord is his word. And when you believe it with your heart, you are given righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Jesus. In James chapter
2,
it tells you that right faith is backed with actions.
So,
now that's why we tell you that the holy marriage and the family when it's holy, they are meant to keep the laws of God.
Those
which God put in place and we move by them. And we say within all, the laws governing the holy marriage, we must see the law that you honor the Lord your God, and you love him and him alone, and you serve him alone, and it begins to immediately work. Though we would force and try to see that we hold the family when it is holy, and we don't first believe the one who tells us his words, there is nothing like a holy marriage in that family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Many
people have put on rings and they think they're within the holy marriage, but they forget to honor the Lord and they hold the commandments he gave us, which keep marriage as it is holy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When he speaks in Exodus 20, he tells us this. Exodus 20 from verse 1.
Nayogera anti. Nze Mukama Katonda wo eyakujja mu nsi ye Misiri, mu nnyumba ey'obuddu. Tobanga na bakatonda balala wendi. Teweekoleranga ekifaananyi ekyole, newankubadde ekifaananyi eky'ekintu kyonna kyonna, ekiri waggulu mu ggulu, newankubadde ekiri wansi ku ttaka, newankubadde ekiri mu mazzi agali wansi w'ettaka. Tobivunnamiranga ebyo, so tobiweerezanga. Kubanga nze Mukama Katonda wo ndi Katonda wa bujja, abiwalana. Kubaana ebibi by'abajjajjaabwe okutuusa ku mirembe egy'okubannakasatwe ne kubannakana egy'abantu abankyawa.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti ye tayagala Katonda mugattako.
He doesn't want to add on another God to him.
Ate era nga oyingira mu bikwatagana ne family ntukuvu n'ofumba obutuku.
Enter concerning the holy family and the holy marriage.
Lwokuba nti ye yabutandikawo ng'abujja mu kiki.
Because he began it when he got it from his.
Yasalawo obubeerera eddala nga buweesa ekitiibwa.
It started to be an honorable institution.
Yes, ye bazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Now
because of that, that's why he's told us, if you fail to honor him,
he
can penalize to the fourth generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it's possible, and it's like that. When Ezekiel 18 says, the soul which sins is what dies.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes,
as the soul of the Son is,
atata,
even of the Father,
so
they are all His souls.
Eri onona eri
the one which sins is what dies. Means
he
can punish four generations.
Si inga generation ene ekola chimuchi,
if each generation does the same thing,
nenda, nekobe, even the next
follow and does the same thing,
nenda,
even the next like that,
nenda,
even the other.
Nenda, gamba, singa, oraba chitaonga, wadda, se,
if you see your Father do those things, which are not of righteousness, and you change, nothing like of the sin which will remain upon you.
Have
laws governing holy marriage and the holy family. The first there is to honor the Lord. And the only way of honoring God is to do what He wants, as we believe His word. And when we believe it,
it begins
to give us righteousness as we do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We believe the word and do it,
not
and it gives righteousness to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, holy
marriage, and you clothe the ring, or you get from introduction.
Introduction.
They have prayed for you and clothed your rings. And you think you're going to be in holy marriage all through. Even when you commit adultery out, or you abuse each other, or you do acts of not believing God, and you think because of the ring you put on, you've remained the holy marriage. Not, my friend.
There
is nothing like holy marriage. Even the marital bed is no more holy there. In the entire family,
it's
already gotten unrighteousness. Except when the children see what their parent did, and they repent.
God
never counts unrighteousness of their forefathers. All those we saw that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But within all, according to 1 Corinthians 11, they tell us this. First Corinthians 11 from verse 1.
Mungoberere nganze, nga nange bwe nagoberera Kristo. Mbategeeza kubanga munjijukira mu byonna. Era munyweza bye mwaweebwa nga bwe nabibawa. Nze njagala mmwe okumanya ng'omutwe gwa buli musajja ye Kristo. N'omutwe gw'omukazi ye musajja. N'omutwe gwa Kristo.
Now
the order is like that.
But you shall
ever keep the holy family and the holy marriage.
That
above the Lord Jesus, there is the Father.
But
in the midst of both of them, there is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Waguru wa mukama wafe Yesu.
Above the Lord Jesus,
waliyo chitafe.
There is the Father.
Nemo masekatiga.
But in the midst of them,
waliwo omoyo mutuku.
There is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ate waguru wa womusajja.
And above the man,
waliyo Kristo.
There is Christ.
Masekatiga Kristo.
In the midst of Christ,
no musajjo.
And that man,
waliwo omoyo mutuku.
There is the Holy Spirit.
Omanyiye mutabaganya abeerawo wakati yabo.
You know he's the one who reconciles within the middle there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So waguru womukazi.
Above the woman,
waliyo musajjo.
There is the man.
Naye mu masekatiga bombiri.
The midst of both of them,
waliwo omoyo mutuku.
There is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Simanyo bo bitegeera.
I don't even understand that.
Above
the Lord Jesus, there is the Father.
In
the midst of them, there is the Holy Spirit. Above the man, there is Christ.
In
the midst of Christ and the man, there is the Holy Spirit. Above the woman, there is the man.
But
in the midst of them, there is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It is.
What does it mean? That the only way we can honor. Many times before you scorn your husband, that who is above you,
you
first scorn the Holy Spirit who is in the midst of you. Even though you're just jeering, you first jeer the Holy Spirit and you jeer the man above. Maybe when you discover what the man has done, maybe it already perverted from God. Now, and you never jeer, but you give up on them. But now imagine that just as it is that below the man, there is the woman. Understood in the midst, there is the Holy Spirit. Any person wants to torture the woman,
they
must rip and torture the spirit who is in the midst of them. That's why if we are to keep the holy family and the holy marriage, we must have that hierarchy of the family, of the laws, right from the father. What I try to say is this. You're going to write down on the full paper and write there the father.
Write
on the page, father. Put in the midst of your book, make a long arrow from the father getting downwards. In the midst of the word father, stretch down a line which is not so tall.
Write
the word, the Lord Jesus. Have you written the word? In the midst of the word, get stretched down the line again. Have you stretched the line down? Stretch a bit long line. You're going to write the man. You're going to stretch a line still from the man going downwards. You're going to put the woman down where your line is ended. Woman.
Stretch
a line from the woman going downwards.
Abana.
The children.
Komekerezedwa.
You want it up?
Akati buli masekati gara ine yo jateka omoyo mutu.
In the midst of every line, put the Holy Spirit.
Uliwa dembo saza anga kati ofuruma.
Free to cross as you get
horizontal.
In every midst, cross a line to put horizontal and put Holy Spirit. As you look, book of your neighbors, see whether what they have done is the right thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Look,
your neighbors,
book,
see what they have done is the right thing. If it's not that, help them. Let me see. It has to be like this. Now above you will put a big word.
The Holy Family Tree.
The Holy Family Tree.
The Holy Family Tree. The Holy Stroke Marriage.
Family Tree. Stroke Marriage.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Here
is where we get laws which can govern us very well.
Gafuga family and tukuvu na ufumbo tukuvu.
Reign over the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Enti butuva wansi.
But when you get from below.
Right
from below, from the children, reaching to the mother. In the midst of them, you see the one there. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in their midst.
It
means before the child despises the mother, they first scorn the Holy Spirit. That's why many children have grown with curses.
Bakulide mumpise mbi nokulemererwa munsi.
But character and failure in the world.
Kubanga wanchao waliwo gwebanyoma mumasekatiga wabwe ne mama wabwe.
Midst of them and their mother.
Waliwo gwebanyoma moyo
mutu. Someone they despise the Holy Spirit. That's why the laws we studied, the child was taught to honor their mother and their father according to Exodus
20,
that they can live long and receive blessings in this world.
We thought
perhaps in the midst there's nothing there. You may scorn the parents. Or you do whatever you want. Friend, in the midst you're grieving someone. Your child. The Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. Another can say if the mother is a drunkard, am I acceptable to do what she tells me? We started all those things and we shall always repeat them. But we had Deuteronomy 13. Though your sister, your brother, if they take you worship another god, or they tell you let's get worship other gods which you've never known, don't believe and accept them. Worshipping and humbling before God, or obeying the word of God, no one is above it. To
force
another do a word which is not of God. And in Deuteronomy 13, in those days they told you were the first to hold that brother or mother, or that your father, or that your son, you were the first to stone them. But in the era of the New Testament, stones are of the word of God. The word of God is the living stone.
Right
now we tell them and we tell them and break their hearts as you preach to them.
And
they get angered, they chase you, but when you preach to them. Now don't do anything.
If
your mother is still holding in the words, or you have not understood it yet, but they have not made you do things which rebel against God and you despise them. Bringing alcohol. My parents may be drunkards. Then I rebel to buy alcohol for them. You preach the gospel to them.
But
now it's the word we can beat them with.
It's
the sword in there we can use to
preach
the gospel. I don't bring alcohol, Father. I am born again, this and that. And God doesn't accept drinking. And now they hate you there.
After
they give up on you and they say, my child abandoned me. My child got out of that.
So, family tree,
family tree of laws of the Holy Family. Like you see it there. You must be very careful.
It's
good you go back, study whatever you've studied. Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
So
the troubles are in the midst there. In that tree you've seen there. The child forgot down if they scorn their mother. Before they reach the mother, there is the Holy Spirit in the midst. The messenger of the father who began the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage, just as we've studied it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atesinga mama.
And if the mother, arise to jump the Holy Spirit and does things we are not worthy to a child, herself is grieving the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to punish that mother. That's why many times the child punish their mother for the evil works they have done to them. But I tell them, leave them to the one in the midst of you, that you can be paid as their works have been. You know God surely pays back. No person in the kingdom of God works in vain. The one who acts evil, they are paid as their evil are.
And
they who do good, they are paid as their good works
are.
Don't you see that kingdom is just, there's justice in there?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. It's a kingdom where there is justice. If you work evil, they pay you for that. And you're not going to sweat in vain, friend. When you commit adultery, they'll pay you. Don't worry about that. In hell, there is angel Abaddon. They have their serpents which will use you very well for the adultery you committed. They will use you for 5 months non-stop.
So,
now don't forget.
Many people
have not walked in the family tree of the laws governing holy marriage and holy family. And the scorned and the curses leave this world and they are very numerous. And there we totally get destroyed. Many times some people are not even bewitched. But they themselves bewitched themselves as they broke those laws. Someone, they have never been bewitched, but have no blessing.
Yet
they never knew the things they did in the
midst
of the family to affect preparations of God's kingdom. How we expect our family should be. And how marriage has to run.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One person can say and come apostle, pray for me. I don't get married. What's wrong with me?
Yes.
They are home and they birthed them, but they did a lot of stubbornness home. And it put a curse on them. As they scorned their mother, they forgot the Holy Spirit. If this mother,
or
the father, first the mother now, she can do something to the child. And the mother dies, and the way she's left the body is very bad. If the child really remained on God, the mother and the child, they both get a curse. Praise Jesus. I'm asking more how we get the curses. We saw how David committed adultery with Uriah's wife and he killed the husband and took the wife. God sends a prophet, tells him he's going to punish him. After David repented, the word says God is forgiven him, but the sword will never leave his house. We saw what followed in his family, how his children killed each other. Now the question comes from there. If I have repented and God forgives me, can he move me, punish me with my sins to fulfill that what is so you reap? Or he totally forgives me for good?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
In the
New Testament we're having, according to the book of 1 John, verse
8
to
10.
When you believe that you're a sinner, the Father is faithful to forgive you. But when you refuse to accept and acknowledge your sinner, you've taken him as if he's a liar.
So
now what do you have in the New Testament?
The
blood of Jesus, which has extreme power and which speaks better words than any other blood. Hebrews 12:24. Right now God can totally forgive you. But in the words of the Old Testament, you repented in the spiritual realm and God had forgiven you.
In
flesh, they who had flesh took heart to believe that the word of God can forgive. And they moved by the action. God's forgiven you, yes. He's beaten you 40 stripes. And in the laws, they began with 10 stripes.
But
another gives you and lies you down to cane you.
The Lord,
Jesus went, he was beaten all those beatings for our sake. According to Isaiah 53, this time God can totally forgive you and count your stripes on the one of Jesus.
In
the Old Testament, Jesus had not yet come to lie down for our sakes. Now they used to beat you, your stripes. Now in the New Testament, beat you depends that maybe you committed many sins. And they see that the sacrifice Jesus can offer for you, like Apostle Paul. Some of the things they paid him in physical life. Remember one time they striped him 10 stripes, elsewhere 40 stripes.
Then
it was his price, he had to carry it.
So
now it's possible God to totally forgive you. And it's possible to count some stripes for you.
And
gives you, but he says, I'm going to beat them like 100 stripes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think we finished that. It has all forms of scriptures to answer it.
Check
Paul how he was striped.
forgive
them great sins of murdering, of raping women and many other sins. But others they left for him and he was striped for them.
Bible
says that Paul fulfilled the persecution upon himself. Some persecution of Christ was manifest through Paul's life.
So
now, be careful as you commit sin. God can forgive you and say, let me give them 3 slaps. But the slap of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So we gather is a tree of Joandi.
Be careful of the
family and
of the laws of the holy family and the holy marriage. Many people have gotten curses and gotten problems
in
things of families, but they never realize where it comes from. You can hide from your mother and jeer on them in your bedroom.
And you forget
the Holy Spirit is in your midst, is right there seeing you. And he has seen you jeer your mother.
And
others
say
everywhere
that is speak evil.
But this cone they put upon you is that they jeered your mother or your father. And you
too
they put to be despised.
You
and you work in
office.
No matter good you do, no one is pleased of what you do.
But
you didn't get pleased of what the good your mother or your father did to you.
But now in Okorana ingatiria kusima.
If you do, no one is pleased of what you do.
So even to you, bibado kubantu
bantu. Those things have been on many people. Push them to repenting to God.
Ajia kubasa sida.
He will have mercy on them.
Benenyeze ba mama ba we
repent to their mothers and their fathers.
Aba bata chariwo dina kwenenyeza katonda.
If there's not more there, you have to repent to God.
Wanga waliwa agamba bazadde bangi tibachi
aliwo. But now say my parents are no more.
Bafa banjogera ko ebi.
They died as they spoke evil on me.
Yogera ne katonda kuba yalingawo ye ateta vaga one era cha aliwo.
For he was right there and he's never left his still
there. Aliwo waliraja
kuba. You know he was, he is and he is going to be.
Togenda kumalalo mukangende jogereko ne jaje ne mama wangu batata wangu.
Let me go speak with my parents.
Tutegera ganye bulu.
Are we together?
Wanga mlimu abadde bawulide binunga
bakanga. Other us had it and say.
Ngende kumalalo mbega
yili wansonyo. Let me go on the graveyard plead for forgiveness.
Tebali yo mumalale.
They are not in the graveyard there.
Wabira bakore ibi bali mugeye.
If they worked evil they are within hell.
Wabakore ibirunji bali mugu.
If they worked holiness they are in heaven.
Areti wali wa kwenenyeza kati kubo.
There's nowhere to repent now.
Okujja ko katonde yaliwo.
Except to God who was there.
Irali wono okutuka
kan. Who is Amen. Up to now.
Natumanyira ajja kuba.
We know he will be. Many times, when you do evil,
asoka naliko mwana ona akwata makubo gegamuge wakola naliyo kakuna kuwazi.
The angel who forces your children when you do, when you act stubborn as a mother, he leaves your child and they go stubborn and they make you saddened.
Inzo kwa wali maraya raya.
Maybe you are a prostitute.
At nasoka aliko mwana onga tamugaidi na ingire hivyo.
Leave your child and they go in the same life and they give you headache.
I didn't see your way to.
Now the world is like that.
It
will not happen in the Church of Christ. But we know none of you is going to be in morality. Praise Jesus. If I did something wrong on my parents,
it is a remedial.
Praise Jesus. If I did something wrong on my parent and he died, the Holy Spirit has told us, if they died, repent to the Father in heaven. But their parents, these were next, and they were related to the one who died. They say, come and repent to me, for you did something wrong to my brother. Except when you are in demons of the clans. Holy family and a holy marriage from God. We repent to God. Even though your parent is still alive,
you
repent to God, the Holy Spirit,
and
you go repent to your mother or your father. You don't first go to your mother. You first go to the Holy Spirit and the father and the son. And go repent to the parents. But when you judge the Holy Spirit,
you may not
give them grace to forgive you. Are we together? When you repent to the Holy Spirit first, he prepares grace. For he himself is grace.
And
you reach to the parent and say, my child,
sorry.
You did it, but you pain me too when I chased you.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
So, take
preparation, let them be there.
Don't do wrong
things intending them on your parent, neither your children. There are some people they say
they
are not ready to repent to their children. Yes.
Holy
Spirit is waiting you to repent to him and repent to the child.
He
is the one in your midst.
And
if you repent to the child,
don't
as if you repent to the Holy Spirit, see as if you repent to the Holy Spirit that forgive me, it will help you. Now the mother says, I'm going to kneel with my child. Don't kneel down. Remain a mother. You sit down your child. Don't kneel for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we don't take it the word.
I expect you've understood me clear.
We've read in 1
Corinthians 11, verse 3.
It's
what I want us to repeat again.
1
Corinthians
11,
verse 3.
Na ye njagala mwe okumanya, ng'omutwe gwa buli musajja ye Kristo. N'omutwe gw'omukazi ye musajja. N'omutwe gwa Kristo ye Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wagulu kitaffe yatandise.
The Father is the one who has begun up above.
Masekatige, umoyo mutukuvu tumulabye.
In the midst we've seen the Holy Spirit.
Tuddako kigambo cha Katonda mukama wafe Yesu.
The word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Tutekawo umoyo mutukuvu
awo ali. Put the Holy Spirit right there.
Netujja netulaba omusajja.
It became so the man next.
Tutekawo umoyo mutukuvu masekati awo.
The Holy Spirit in the midst there.
Netulaba omukazi.
And we saw the woman. And we put the Holy Spirit in the midst there. And we saw the children.
And
the children are all the friends.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Mwana ategedde engeri bw'abazimula maama.
My child has realized they scorn the mother. N'atanywerera
mu biragiro bye twasoma.
And they don't hold the command to read.
Ebikwatagana ku baana.
Which concern the mother.
Abaama ali mu kuzimula omwoyo omutukuvu.
They're in scorning the Holy Spirit.
Yajjanga ebigambo bino eri kitaffe.
The one who got this word from the father.
N'abiyisanga bannabbi batubuulire n'abatume.
Them through prophets to tell them to us and apostles. Jukira
mulimu gwa mwoyo omutukuvu ogw'okuŋŋaanya ebigambo bino.
It's work of the Holy Spirit to gather these words.
Nga mu Isaiah 3:16.
Like Isaiah 34:16.
Umoyo wa mukama yakunganya.
The Spirit of the Lord gathered these words.
Irawe wawo neba n'abatume neba nabbi.
And thus the apostles and the prophets.
Ebayogeranga bibayagaranga.
They didn't speak what they wanted.
Ebayogeranga bivudde eri Katonda.
But they spoke what came from the Lord.
Bakulembeddwa umoyo wa mukama.
As they are led by the Spirit of God.
Yes, yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
So
Jehovah
abantu yewano mulunyi tomulaba na yali mukuleta yaleta bino byonna.
That's why here you don't see him in the scripture but he's hanging bringing all these.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why you've not heard about the Holy Spirit. There's this one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ye akora wonna.
He works everywhere.
Wanji.
Praise Jesus, brethren. Apostle, we've seen a family and someone has grown with their mother or their father. Now they are maybe people and they are not grown with their real parents. And sometimes they never saw their real parents. Maybe grown with their grandfather or their auntie. And they have not grown with their real parents. If that grandfather is found and did wrong to them or the auntie, should the victims go repent to each other?
Auntie, awali ya abana, awali ya mikuano.
Where their children, they are all the friends.
Mikuano jona tujitade awali.
All friends, we put them in the category of the children. All these join up to make the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we are together.
I expect we are together on that issue. Now we saw from the woman to the man. There is the Holy Spirit in the midst. If
a
woman begins to despise or scorn the man, just
as
all commands we study and we read them again, which we have to do and we don't do them. In
the
midst, you woman, you already scorned the Holy Spirit.
So, ngatuli mu family.
Now, as we are in the family,
we
must try to hear the Holy Spirit.
That
we don't speak when you cannot hear the Holy Spirit counsel you. If the man comes from up to despise the woman,
first
the Holy Spirit broken his heart and done many things with the Holy Spirit.
And
then they reach that woman.
Before
you reach to abuse or beat the woman, there is another you're battling with. Don't beat, don't fight. He's trying to struggle with you. You hear that voice always?
Who's
gotten angered one day and you get messed up? You are battling with someone telling you don't do that. Don't jeer them.
The
system of the children, they have that too. Even the mother and the child.
That
they contend and argue within the midst there.
In
the world of righteousness, judgment, and sin. You may get messed up.
Let
me abuse them. They're horrible. Your father is foolish. Your home, they're all foolish. Before you speak that, telling you don't speak such. Everyone. Praise Jesus. There's something like 2 years back. My mother, she wanted to give a part of the family land to the false prophets. Now it troubled me so much. And yet she couldn't see it. I got so hungered. And I put things in the flesh. Inside I had the Spirit convict me not do that. And after, he showed me he's going to punish her. And punish you at the same time.
But
you've done that.
conviction.
If you feel that conviction still,
this
is the one we've been looking for. Who is that one? I hear another heart tell me, don't do this. That second heart, who is that?
That
is you've been seeing in the midst of all those ones there. Now, in Genesis 6, the Father says, spirit contended with people.
But
never had them contend with them. But they had something in their hearts. They never knew that even he existed.
God said,
my spirit not contend with these people.
Because
these people are just mere flesh.
They
had never heard of him, but they claimed a second heart speaking in
them.
You know, I had two hearts. And one was telling me. Now don't call him again the hearts. The Holy Spirit contended with us all the time. But we family and our usual life. We have contentions which are very serious with him. Praise Jesus. May I have a question I'm asking? My physical father, before he died, he had given me laws, commands home. He told me I have to be home before it clocks 9. Now, one day I came back around 8:30, and I found him had closed the door. It was not yet 9, he had told me. I knocked the door. I began to bang the door. He told me, beat and break the door now. I hit the door and it got broken. Now, should I repent for such a thing? You have to repent for it for never kept order. And you know God is not of disorder.
And
we are asked to be patient. Many of us laugh, but what we did... Some of us cannot raise our hands even to speak them.
Another,
stop proposing to other girls. Stop getting girls. And you told your father, what do you do with my mother? You tell that to your father. And you're stubborn.
You
can't stand, tell us as you spoke it. Your mother tells you don't do this and that.
No, Mugamba,
tell them, why do you do this with daddy out there?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga chutui note gira.
But what we have to understand,
ndio yabada iti wachi into sichi.
The one we've called a thing is speaking in us, not a thing.
Abadde mu family kunsiku ne kumari banga.
Been on this family, on this world for a long time.
Takomye kubera mu kanisa ne mu sijari.
Ended to be in church, even in the entire world.
Moyo moto kuvoyo.
Holy Spirit.
Okusina mu Zaburi 139.
Psalms 139.
Tusobola kuduka moyo kwe.
You can't run from his spirit.
He's
been everywhere and up now is there.
But
he's too contending with people all the time. We want to give you rest in the holy family and the holy marriage. If the world has troubled him, and to your home he's well. I ask the Holy Spirit how he speaks within us. The way he spoke with us, why he's still in the world? While in the world we hear
voice,
and it has no scriptures,
but
contends with the sin you are going to do. When we are in church, puts in scriptures, you hear them. That's what it tells in John 6:63. The words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When you get born again, he joins on scriptures.
Then
you don't do this because it was written like this here.
But
don't do this, don't go there. There are no scriptures.
Though
he tells them to, you don't know them.
Kivamu kaya na mukatununga kwa hiyo njua.
After you argue with him and you give up on him.
If
on you, go and knock. Praise Jesus. The sins we did are very numerous in this world. But can I repent and tell God, God, all my sins I committed, forgive me all of them. Besides pinpointing and speaking out one by one. The one in the midst, don't forget him. He's very special, he's a professional in reminding you.
That's
if you are to repent, he can remind you what you have forgotten. According to John 14:26, when he comes, he teaches all and reminds us all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, chitegeza.
Now it means,
but
if he says, I've revealed this and this, but they are very many, tell them, you don't remember for
you.
Now,
he's
in that Psalms 51.
What do you say unfolded sin.
There are sins which are unfolded. You don't remember them. You don't remember them. They are far. Psalms 51 commands to repent over them. But if you begin,
what do you know?
There are those you remember.
So, space, yeah.
Be giving a space.
Importance
to remind you of them, others.
If this
time is finished of the prayer, he is prepared of it. Remember, he leads us in the prayer. Like Romans 8, verse 26 to down. Bears our weakness and intercedes for us.
As God wills.
Prayer reminds you things in the prayer. It reaches a time. After you've spoken 50 sins,
there's
remaining 10,000. But the Father has accepted your repentance. Tell him, forgive me what I don't remember.
He is
the one who can cut you off and say stop here. Praise Jesus, brethren. In this study, I've flashed back myself. I remember the stubbornness I did. But in that stubbornness, I remember that it involves punishments. If I acted stubborn and my parents told me I never heard of it, I got problems there. Now, as I started, I realized that seemed like a penalty. And should I go still back to God and repent over what he penalized me of? Why has he brought it back?
Maybe,
let me beat them 10 stripes, I'll restore others when he's reached 30 years. If he's reminded, you get time and repent. Still young,
even beat them
20 seconds.
But
I'll beat the other rest when they reach 40 hours. You know, he's the God who never forgets to remember him.
Else
he kept silent and you think you are equal to him.
I want
you live in life, you understand. Praise Jesus, brethren.
It
means Hebrews 12 comes to pass. They displayed you for getting the honor for themselves. If you gave it to them, it finished.
But vengeance
would have been forgotten. If they carried it out, it was finished. If you honored them or not, it's upon them. Hebrews 12, from 7 to down, mostly verse 9, says, we have our fathers who displayed us in the place that we may honor them.
Won't
we do more to honor our Father in heaven, the Father of our spirits?
So, Baba, kubonereza.
Now, if they punished you and displayed you, it was finished.
But
there are things
that
did, and you know they never punished you over them.
Well,
they punished you. They gave you the wage of the work you did. Praise Jesus. Me too, my mother did something to me and it got angered of me. I told her that you gave birth to children and they illegitimate. And the mother cried so many, much tears. And she said, even if I die, don't bury me, don't lay a cloth on me. I told her I did a very big mistake. My father to die, not to show, yet you did show me my mother. And I told her, if you show me him today, I'm not going to call you again mother. But if you don't show me that, you're my mother. Now she cried.
Na ye, wali ye bikoli mo biyashi, biyaka mwenye.
You know, there are curses of that eagle.
Mwende biyankoko, ngekoli miraka mwenye.
The curses of a hen.
Nakati mama obwa koli miranga, yari mwenye, biyaba mwara.
If your mother curses you when she's in the mistake, she's wasting her time.
Wakati gwerwashi ya ita kulagaji wakuzara.
Why didn't she show you where your father is?
Wamovuma.
Did you abuse her?
Wamugamba bugami
so mwantu. You told her the rightful reason. Now if I thought she cries tears, as if she's a goat. You know a goat cries when a python is swallowing it. And well, now God is to do what and that? He said, let the other eat this and that. Let me see of the new.
Yebazibwe Kristo.
Praise him, Jesus.
Okusinzira ku Mathayo esula ey'12.
According to Matthew 12.
Tugambibwa nti yenava olw'omwoyo
omutukuvu.
Wabula ne kaakano.
Even right now.
Tubaddenga tubikola okusinzira nga bwe tuwulidde.
Doing them as we've heard.
Nti abaawo nga akubuulira oluusi olw'obusungu n'otawulira.
Listen to you because your anger you never hear.
Ekyo kiri ku level wakati wa Kitaffe ne Kristo.
That was on the level between the Father and Christ.
It's not on the lower level.
Lower level.
What family tree do in our guru are wali? Where
they don't forgive is between Christ and the Father up there.
Matayo kuminabiri asatu paka asatu mubiri.
Matthew 12:30-32 works from there between Father and the Son.
Atojirete mangeri.
Now don't bring it down there.
And to attend to Nyang at Wambuka, we not put Kedi Wago.
We can ascending up, we have to reach up there.
Wanji? Where were you? Sumba Katu.
Praise Jesus, brethren. Now me, I'm asking, if I separated with these people, and they had evil acts they wanted to begin, then me, I never accepted them to stand. And I no more go to them, I cut myself off them. Now let's give an example. I have my sister, she gave birth to twins. They called me to reason on issues of the twins. And we went with my wife. When we reached there, they wanted me to support their cultural system. I got the Bible, began to teach them. Now I marked out their acts of witchcraft and the mother now wasn't happy of that. There's a child who was listening who went to tell the mother. And she called me, I went to her. When I went, she abused me many words. May I answer her, told her. I told her, if I'm the wrong person, I will look for you. If you'll be the wrong one, you will look for me. I walked, ended, I cut off myself.
Now, that
is, don't go to them, they will have to come to you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
have to leave it hanging there.
If Holy
Spirit envisions you, go preach to them. Perhaps they will be repenting.
And
their punishment is put upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Expect we are together. Don't go to them, they will come to you. It doesn't mean that in the flesh don't go to them. But it says, don't go in their actions, they will come in your acts of righteousness.
For
you are going to determine never to get back to even greet them.
Wanji, amina. Wanji sebo.
Praise him the word. Now I got a problem if I got saved.
Yimusa kudobozi ryo.
I got a problem if I got saved. And when my parents refused to give me tuition for university, I hated my father for 12 years, 15 years. But now when I got saved, I forgave him, but I've never gone back there. Now here, there I ask, may I pray repented to the Lord for not forgiving. I expect you accepted to forgive them. James 2 says, put actions on your faith. If you forgive, go see them and they totally forgive them. You accepted, forgive, put in actions. Praise Jesus. My question is that the Spirit can remind us of all our sins we committed. Now, in repenting about them, we repent and they forgive us of them. But when I ask, can he format them and they never recap back in your mind? Even remember that you did it?
He
leaves it to benefit you.
For
that's the testimony and the witness to them who do that.
But
remember, you cannot testify well. But don't fear. In the new heaven and the new earth, they will all pass away. Praise Jesus.
For
Revelation 21 says, all the past will have passed away.
And
everything has been renewed.
So,
but as we're still in this world, are there to remind them to preach, bring examples. For the
Zanas
committed adultery on many women. But you think, if it's possible, I forget them. I'm not telling you, brethren.
If I can get 80 girls
I wrote in my diary.
Friend,
you will remember them to your death.
You just see them
and don't allow the appetite come back.
You forget that
their names will always be on you. Even to remember that you are in immorality with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bible
says
that happened to be an example. It happened to be an example. Now the examples, you want to totally delete them.
We go say we are ashamed
to even speak of them.
Now
we see all the righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they have told us about these children, there is the mother. In the midst of them, there is the Holy Spirit. Now in all commands we studied, of all we studied, of what concerns laws governing the Holy Family, on the children we saw what they are to do. As we studied of the 24 elders.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They have
told us about the woman, there is the man. In the midst of them, the Holy Spirit. Now in all laws, holy marriage and the Holy Family,
you
must know that the Holy Spirit is not missed, is around.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
and above the man, there is Christ Jesus. All things you do, you despise God, you despise Christ, you despise the Father. For above Christ, there is the Father. In the midst of them, the Holy Spirit.
So
in the midst, in the last level, is where we've seen Matthew 12, 30-32, the issue of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But between Christ and the man, there is the Holy Spirit.
That's
where if you blaspheme Christ, you're forgiven. When you climb levels to up, they no more forgive you. For Christ has ever become man. That's why they say if you blaspheme Christ, you're forgiven. I expect you've written the
very well.
It will give you the first rule to keep the holy family and the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
we've understood all things as we've studied them. We shall come back, give you summary the other time. Or what concerns not separating the marriage.
And
how can we separate them? Like we studied much within it.
And
just as we are hearing. We shall just give you a summary. And you know, separation happened because of adultery of two types. The adultery of forsaking the Lord and the physical adultery. Many people say that if the man tied a knot upon you, that's the ring. And he abandons God, goes to witchcraft. And he drinks alcohol and he smokes cigarette and
others,
and he abuses that because of this ring. Before you get them in adultery, you can be with them. And they are wizards, they are a thief.
No,
they have already gone in adultery of forsaking God.
The
Bible gives you the liberty to give up on them. Before you get them in a physical adultery, there is already adultery. He's committed of forsaking the Lord.
Here,
children of God have suffered in these aspects.
Children
of God, the female and male,
and
the ring has captured them.
One
moves out, committed adultery, and he comes back.
And
he drinks alcohol.
And he
comes back born again. You've slept with a drunkard. And you're snoring. Give me another bottle. Now you will see that.
Then tulabe teka ya service.
And then we see the service law.
Mufumbo ne family
in the marriage and the holy family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama akuwa mukisa.
God bless you.
Ugende tusinze mukama tumutendeleze.
Let's go praise worship God.
Komeo mu service yoku.
Come to the second service.